What's up, Stokers? Before we begin this podcast, I want to let you know that we got Patreon out. Bonus episodes each week. Super classic. Just Chad and JT chopping it up, getting goofy. You guys are going to love it. Check it out at patreon.com/ChadGoesDeep. There's also perks. You can get your questions priority on the regular podcast if you're a $10 patron. So freaking check that out. We also have tour dates coming up. We're going to be in Austin this week. And we're going to Tempe, Arizona. We got our Netflix is a Joke Festival. And we're going to D.C. in May. So check it all out at chadandjt.com for ticket links. We're also brought to you by the legends at Manscaped. Manscaped, thank you so much for keeping our trims peeved, for looking after our hogs, for making sure that our dinks are looking fresh and clean. Because you have pubes. Make sure your pubes are in check and in line because spring is here. And you know you're going to be taking your pants off more because that's what spring cleaning is all about. Clean your room, clean your dick, manscaped.com, manscaped.com, let's see, I freaking don't have the link open, yeah, dude, spring has sprung, and time to clear out your winter bush and join the other 4 million men worldwide. Trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code GODEEP. I want you to flick the areola and let's sprinkle on the sauce.
Yeah.
What's up, Stokers of Stoke Nation? This is Chad Kroger coming in with the Going Deep with Chad and JT podcast. I'm here with my compadre, Jean Thomas. What up?
Boom clap, Stokers.
And we're here with General Bagwell Jackson. The yeah. Schmole, Kevin.
Yeah. Is that deep? Yeah.
That's very deep.
Thank you.
Do you want to give some bagging before we start?
Yeah. Hey, I have a question first. And you think if somebody's dong, people have dongs this big, right?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty difficult to, it's just right in front of me. So, you know, I'm just thinking.
That's what they call vacation dick. It's like girls only want it when they're on vacation. They don't want to like marry that dick.
It must be a very difficult thing. I'm just thinking about it. That's just what's
how long
have
you been thinking about that?
About the last like minute or so.
About how you would suck it?
I wasn't thinking about sucking it, but I was thinking about the physics of like how difficult it would be.
Don't
to suck
use
it.
Physics to deny what's true, that you were thinking about sucking it, which is fine. And a minute
technically,
is
technically I was thinking about sucking it, but just theoretically, like you have
do
to
you
open your mouth pretty wide.
Everywhere you go.
Pretty much.
You are obsessed with dicks.
I am obsessed with dicks.
More so than even us, who are probably in the top echelon of dong talkers.
We've had many a talk of like, should we tamper down the dong talk?
There's no stopping it.
It's just fun to talk about.
What do you think is so fun about it?
I don't know. Maybe it's just people's being uncomfortable about it, but maybe that's not even it.
Go deeper.
This is like a therapy session because I don't know off the top of my head. But it's just funny.
Right. Yeah. It just works for you.
So if anybody says anything, you just angle it towards the dick. And then I think it becomes funny. Now, not a lot of people think that's funny. They think it's obnoxious. But I love it.
Has your mind always been dick-centric?
I think so. I mean, I can't remember a time in my life where I wasn't thinking about dick.
And when you
in a non-sexual way,
right? You don't have to. Yeah, but like,
but and it
you're just fascinated.
It's just great.
And what has been your favorite sort of instance of dick humor, or seeing a dick, or seeing something that looked like a dick? Is bagging your favorite sort of dick-related humor?
I would say that's more ball-related humor.
That's nutsack. Yeah.
Nutsack. The dick doesn't really get involved in the bag unless you have a huge. I guess if you're like flaccid and you have a huge dong, then if you're bagging the tip of the.
Yeah, unless you want to add a snorkel to the goggles.
Yeah.
That all checks out.
But when we're talking about tea bagging, we're talking about the bag.
Look at the smile on this fucker's face.
So that's a whole separate.
Look at how giddy Chad is.
I think hilarious, man.
I think, he likes sack more than dick. Am I right?
I'd say so. I mean, I talk about it with my girlfriend a lot, and I think we've come to the conclusion that I like sack more than dick.
That's nice. She guided you through that. Yeah.
People need dick talk. They love dick, you know, and it's still okay to be you know, in these times,
I literally feel full.
Like full
just,
of dick?
Yeah. Like I just ate a huge meal of dicks.
Yeah.
Keep going. I interrupted your flow. Keep going.
You know, there has to be a separation, right? Because people use dicks for bad things, you know, and you don't want to talk too much dick around people who are uncomfortable about dick. But amongst the boys, I mean, I still think we need a healthy amount of dick. And I still think the people want dick, even though the times have changed a little bit. They still want dick that's, you know, safe dick.
Well, like Jackass, you saw the new Jackass.
Oh, yeah, a lot of dick in there.
That was a great example. They had a great mangina, a couple manginas in there. And then the use of dick in that was very sort of non-threatening and
non-threatening
just...
Non-threatening
dick. Yeah, there.
Actually, threatening towards the dick, if you saw the bee thing.
Right. It was an assault on this vessel of damage and danger.
Yeah.
I had my genome done, and they said I had something on my androgen receptor that anytime dick is mentioned, I get a huge hit of dopamine. So
that checks out.
I think for some people it's biological. Yeah. I don't know how it evolved to there.
My sister, too. My whole family. Actually, my sister loves dick, like jokes of dick.
Uh-huh.
My mom, not so much, but I feel like on my dad's side.
Maybe when she was younger. Yeah.
You know, my brain actually had the same thing done. I get oxytocin, weirdly. It's sort of like a hug.
It's like love. Yeah. But it never wears off. It's not like limerence where after a year, you know, you go into a different phase of attraction.
Yeah.
Yours has remained fresh and novel.
No, it's like a fuzzy sort of, you know, it's almost like mental.
I say dick to you, it's brand new.
Oh, God.
Do you also remember, we shot something where we had to hump.
Yeah.
And both of you guys are prodigious humpers.
Thanks.
And you have very similar styles.
Yeah.
And I was kind of new to the party.
Oh, right.
Hump,
yeah.
And you both said I was humping wrong after.
Yeah, it was just sort of like.
Too realistic.
It was weird.
Because I was going for real. Well, do you guys want to show how you hump? And then
Now, we do have that. You have this Halo thing.
It's a little doll of Master Chief from Halo.
It's a little Halo Master
Chief. Shout out to Dursky. That's from Dursky.
Oh, that's from Dursky? Dursky? Nice. Yeah.
Guy we play Halo with. Do you want to teabag it?
I think ever since I've seen this, I've wanted to teabag it. Have you guys seen the show? The new Halo show?
No.
Have you? I haven't, and I very specifically, I don't even want to watch it because I know they're not going to address teabagging. And everybody associates this video game with teabagging.
Everyone.
And they're trying to make the show probably, I haven't seen the show. I'm just making an educated guess that they were too scared to just drop just like a tasteful bag, just one bag. Just give us
just
the bag.
Just a nod.
And I'm not going to watch it.
A nod to the baggers.
So if anybody out there has seen it and there is a teabag in there, then let me know and I'll watch it.
So are you going to bag that?
Are we going to do a bag off?
I'll bag it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll try.
Can I open? It's not a collector's from Dursky.
No, I just bagged the box.
Just bag the box.
Bag the box?
Okay. Yeah. We don't want it to lose value.
So sort of like, pew, pew, pew. And he's dead. And then you give him the bag. Oh, yeah, taste it. Yeah. You're going to like that. Yeah. How's that?
That was
pretty good.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Kevin, who's older, you or me? I'm 34. How old are
36.
You?
36.
Okay.
All right, your turn. Chad?
My turn? Okay.
Whoa, look at the flexibility
on
Chad. Look
at that. That's yoga. That's why you do yoga, kids.
Oh, yeah. Taste it. Sorry. You have a pretty long bag that's going to hit him, but you're nice.
I can't believe this is my job.
Oh, yeah. Taste it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, take it, old Ben. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Take it, Master Chief. Oh, yeah.
Who's old Ben?
Dude, this guy I used to know.
That's cool. I'll go next. You fucking like that? Good. That's fucking good. That feels fucking good.
Yeah, see, it's too real.
It's too real.
It's too real.
Now
we have a new engineer today. Do you want to just point to a winner real quick?
I like Chad.
Chad. Way to go. He picked Chad.
Curring favor.
No, I think Chad's was really good, though.
It was good. Yeah. It was good. I'm being a sore loser.
You're competitive.
Well, yeah. JT, this begs the question, since you're so real in the sort of bagging and humping around dudes, are you cartoonish in the sack?
No, that's exactly how I fuck.
Oh, okay.
And I take it very seriously.
No, that's how I don't deviate.
Yeah, and I actually think that's how Kevin fucks too.
Oh, yeah. You like that? Mm,
Well, that's why I think the humping from MacGruber, I think Forte saw you boning, and he's like, I need to write that down.
Well, that that's the most epic boning of all. Where he's like,
I'm going to shoot.
You guys had him on. That's pretty incredible.
It was fun. He's a super nice guy.
Super nice guy.
We should have got more into probably the noises and the sex talk with him. It was a bit more Charlie Rose-ish. Who was into that in his private life, but not on his show.
I think we need to get him in person next time.
Zoomers are tough.
You got to get him to mount you in person and do his MacGruber bang. That would be pretty epic.
I mean, I'd do that for the whole pod.
Yeah.
For sure. Do we want to talk about anything else?
Well, you guys are the hosts. Are you going to do a transition? This is your transition?
Well, I was forcing the awkward silence because I thought it was funny.
Oh, okay.
Good hosting.
Yeah.
Yeah. We live on those. We make our bread and butter with those.
Yeah. Take it back.
So,
How's being a lawyer?
You know, it's fine.
Can we talk about this life event you got coming up in a month?
Yeah.
We can?
Yeah.
So transitioning from...
I'm transitioning.
From dick and bagging. Oh,
okay. And from Kevin's a lawyer.
Oh, right. Yeah. Kevin's a lawyer. Oh, yeah. Should we talk more about
that was a very in-depth interview. How's your lawyer doing? Fine.
Well, how is your lawyering?
I really don't have much. It's
Do you have any cases you're working on?
I do have one case that's pretty interesting if you want me to delve into it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want me to delve into it. You want me to delve?
Delve.
You guys want delving? Okay.
Hell yeah.
I have it's a DUI. It's one where the guy didn't actually drink and drive. He went and slept in his car.
Right.
And then at like 4 a.m, one of the neighbors saw this guy sleeping in his car. So he did the right thing, right? He went to somebody's house and then he went and slept in his car, right? That's what you want people to do, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And the neighbor saw him in a car and she called the cops. Maybe, I don't know, if the neighbor's concerned or something. So cops come. Pretty standard. It's a welfare check. But then the cop arrests him for a DUI. And he kept on the cop over and over again. I was just at my friend's house. I was doing the right thing. I was sleeping in my car. And the cop arrested him for a DUI. No. Clearly, that's not drinking and driving because there's no driving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, daddy got the DA to dismiss the case.
Let's go.
It's dismissed in court.
He did it? Nice.
But when you get a DUI, you also have to deal with the DMV. So the DMV tries to suspend your license, which is separate from court. And so we're still dealing with the DMV because the hearing officer in this case is pretty intent to suspend this guy's license, even though we all know he's innocent. And it's been bugging the shit out of me, and it's still open and we're still fighting it.
So is your recourse in court or are you just handling
that? No, it's done in court.
So you're just talking to these guys on the phones and trying to get them to change?
No, daddy's got it dismissed in court. Okay. That's the big stuff, right?
Yeah.
But having your license suspended is...
It sucks.
It sucks too. And, in court, the DA...
Yeah, what was your... Can you take us through your argument? I mean, I think we kind of know what your argument is.
He's not driving!
Right.
Not driving! It's a pretty simple argument. Yeah, so
Is that what he said? Is that what he said?
The cop, they're not driving! The fuck are we doing here?
This is my lawyer.
What did you want him to do? Did you want him to drive? I mean, it seems like he would have been a better chance. Are you telling people that they should drive? He slept in his fucking car. I thought that's what we wanted people to do, is sleep in their fucking car.
That is what we want.
And then don't go on the road.
Amen.
And he slept in his fucking car. And then the cops are arresting you for a DUI. So why are you arresting me for a fucking DUI? The D. There's no D. Driving.
There's no U. No, he's under the influence.
There's no D. There's no D. And the DA agreed with me.
Oh, so the DA dropped the case.
We're in court, and then we're with the DMV. That's separate. Court, daddy got it dismissed. Right? What's number one? Court, daddy got it dismissed. DMV, we're still dealing with the DMV right now. So Daddy hasn't won yet.
Who are you talking to at the DMV?
So when you have a DMV, you have a, like when they're trying to suspend your license, you have what's called a DMV hearing. And the person in charge of it is called a DMV hearing officer. And basically that person is just somebody who's worked at the DMV for a while. They're not a lawyer. They're not a judge. They're just a person. And it's very frustrating in these hearings when you're making legal arguments and you have to make the legal argument to somebody who's judging it that's not even a lawyer and probably doesn't really understand the concepts.
Right.
And
that's annoying.
To begin with, just dismiss the fucking thing. He wasn't driving. He's innocent. He's innocent. Why are we getting Daddy all worked up?
So how long is this process? Oh, you want to keep going? Yeah, keep going.
No, I lost my train of thought. Go ahead.
How long is this process going to take with the DMV?
I mean, we've had like four hearings, and we have to continue it every time because we have like witnesses and stuff like that. So the next hearing's in a...
Are the witnesses like his boys being like, hey, we know like Trevor, he doesn't drink and drive?
Well, the witnesses were... I mean, the witnesses are two like old ladies. Yeah, they were just people's house who he was at. They're all, yeah, his car was parked. We saw him when he came here, and the car was there in the morning when he wasn't in it.
It's basically old ladies?
Well, I mean, not old ladies, but not... So it's not like... Yeah, they're not like 20-year-olds.
How old's the guy?
He's a little older.
How old?
Huh?
How old?
I can't divulge specific information about my client here. I'm just talking about stuff that's, you know, general.
I'm sorry I missed this, but do you have to go to court for the DMV part too?
No.
So how do you deal with them?
The DMV?
Yeah.
Right now it's over the phone. Since I used to go into the DMV hearing office, but since COVID, they're all over the phone.
Right. Do you feel like it's harder to make a compelling argument over the phone versus in person?
You would think, but, you know, Daddy gets his point across. I just added that next Daddy. It might seem overbearing.
You transcend medium. Yeah.
Yeah. On the first hearing that we had, so you can subpoena the police officer to testify.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, so what led you to arrest this guy for a DUI? Now, before we say that, drinking and driving, I don't agree with. It's a bad thing, mm-hmm. right? You shouldn't drink and drive, people listening. But some people get like, when I go off on these things, they're so anti-DUI, which I am too, that they can't listen to this part where the person who actually did the right thing, they can't get over the part. Well, if you got arrested by a cop, then he must be a DUI.
Right.
You love grilling cops too, right? Because like perceived alphas, and then you kind of put them back into their... You right-size them a bit.
Well, I don't have to... Skis. You know, not every cop. Some cops are, you know, they play by the rules.
Right.
It's the ones that don't play by the rules that Daddy has to, you know, step in on. This guy, the police officer in this one, he was new. So he didn't really know what he was doing. And I asked him, I said, why did you arrest him for this DUI? And he said, well, he was behind the driver's seat and he was in control of the car. And I said, well, can you explain to me what are the elements of a DUI, the thing you arrested him for? And so he was in control of his car and he was behind the wheel. And I said, don't you need driving as an element of a DUI? And he there's a very
I've heard there's in California law that if you're in the driver's seat regardless of whether the car is on or off, then that for some reason they...
Have you heard that?
I have heard that, yeah.
Are you sure you've heard that? Who would you have heard that from? Because that's exactly the wrong law. That's wrong.
That's not in the law.
Yeah, I don't think you've heard that. I think he just made that up.
Have you heard that? Because that was the next part of my argument.
Yeah, I think probably has heard that.
So let me educate you. Okay,
wait,
whoever...
Do you call yourself Daddy in legal proceedings?
No, but I wish I could.
Has anyone ever called you Daddy in court? Like, have you ever beat down a DA so hard that they go, wow, Daddy, that was good?
No, but I wish they would.
Do you start Zoom court sessions where the camera's just on your dick?
When you're Zooming...
I thought the camera was off and...
Do you ever Zoom in
Jeffrey
a suit?
Tubin over
yeah,
here.
Tubin
do you
did.
Ever Zoom in a suit top with no bottoms on? Like, have you done a court case with no pants on?
Not only do I, but everybody. The judge does it. Everybody does
no
it.
No one's got pants
Nobody
on.
Nobody has pants.
That's cool.
Wait, we were going to an important thing. So
Chad didn't hear.
That's a good question. Yeah. So that part where I just said you didn't hear it, you know, maybe you did hear it. You know, I'm wrong on that. But
maybe.
Just being behind the wheel of your car is not enough. There's a case that describes what driving is, and it's called volitional movement. And what that means basically is you have to move the car. So even if you like move the car an inch, so let's say you turn your car on and you go like you just roll the car a few inches and then you stop, that could be a DUI because you're basically intentionally moving the car. But if you never move the car, it's not driving. That's basic shit. And right. That's something, if you're going to arrest somebody for a DUI, you should know that shit. And then he didn't know it. And, you know, he's new. I didn't see he had any bad intent.
Did you call him Rook? Were you like, all right, listen, Rook?
At the end of the hearing, I gave him sort of a, you know, we all make mistakes. And I hope you learn from this. And the hearing officer got pissed off and she started. But I wanted, because nobody's telling him that you fucked up, buddy. And don't, you know, use this as a learning experience because, you know, this guy is an innocent person. And now his whole life might be turned around because you fucked up. Right. You should actually apologize and fix this. You should be on the hearing saying, holy shit, I didn't know what a DUI, I didn't even know what the law was, but I arrested this guy for a fucking law that I don't even know. And maybe I should be a man and stand in there and say, I was wrong. And I'm sorry. And we need to reverse this. But he didn't do that.
Dude, I love that.
He wasn't. I felt like he was genuine that he just didn't know. The people that are, you know, the DMV that's still going after him and not just dismissing it off the bat, that's what pisses me off more because, you know, he's clearly innocent. There's other details of it, but it would get too complicated.
Does the DMV get money for like could they have ulterior motives?
No, I mean, yeah, the ulterior motive is basically how it works is that the DMV hearing officer, if they dismiss too many cases, our best guess is that it's sort of like at any job. You know, this is I don't have evidence in front of me, but my guess is that, you know, you get, I think the rumors are that they get like written up just like any other job. So if the DMV hearing officer is in there, they want to suspend your license
because
they
want to give it to the edge.
They want to give it to their supervisor at the end. The same kind of stuff happens in, with officers, they, you know, whoever gets the most DUIs and stuff like that, they tally that stuff and they have it internally.
Yeah, but I'm saying quotas, right? Like they'll say it's quota season.
This particular case is just riling me up because the guy fucking slept in his car. Can we just stop all the bullshit? And you know, the DA did that. They stopped all the, but I explained everything to them and they just agreed to dismiss it and we didn't have to waste any time. So daddy has one more step.
Well, I appreciate your passion in there. I don't know if
how many times are we doing a daddy count?
I think we're at 62.
Yeah, we can have a... Jack, can you put in a daddy count?
That's a great idea.
Am I pushing the daddy too much?
No.
Should I slow down the daddy?
I don't think you've said it enough. And honestly, I'm a little sad that Dick went to the wayside.
Yeah. No, well, we can bring back the Dick. We can bring back Dick.
Dick torrent at the beginning.
We can bring back Dick.
Which word do you like saying more, daddy or Dick?
Well, I would say daddy because it's not just the word Dick that I like. It's the more all-encompassing... Dick, penis.
Yeah, saying daddy is the concept
of it.
Right.
Dick, saying dick isn't all that much fun. I like saying iterations of dick, you know?
Yeah,
like
dong.
Dong, cock, hog.
Peace. I like peace.
Dink. I like peace. I like dink. I don't know if we covered this on the last
shaft.
Part. Can you get a scoot under the influence? Can you scooter under the influence?
Yeah. There. You can like buy, you can get a bicycle under anything you're operating, you can. So I think you can get that.
And what do you get your scoot license revoked?
Yes, you do. Yes.
Where in like prison, you know how there's like tiers.
I don't know. I haven't had a scoot. I haven't had a scoot SUI yet.
Wait, hold on. You know how in like prisons, there's like tiers of respect. Like murderers are at the top, and like chomos, child molesters are at the bottom. Where do people who get DUIs?
Is that it?
Yeah. Where do people who get DUIs on scooters rank in that hierarchy?
I mean. If you get a DUI, a scooter, or anything, the most you're spending, usually, unless something bad happens, is you're spending a night in the drunk tank. So I think in that drunk tank, the hierarchy isn't really established yet. It's just a bunch of people.
Or it's more primal. It's like, who's the strongest guy? We're not getting into background as much.
But I mean, if you came in and what are you in for? And you're like scootering. You'd probably be first up to shit in the toilet.
I don't know.
I think people would respect the fuck out of you because they knew you were riding hard. What if you kill someone while scootering while drunk?
I think the guy shitting on the toilet would get up and be like, you finished what I already started.
I think, be honest, sir. This is the case.
Take your rightful seat on the throne.
Yeah.
Kevin, why you look so confused?
I was interrupting you guys and then I lost my train of thought again, and then now I'm trying to zone back in on it to what I was trying to say.
So, I mean, you are a guest, but sometimes we have to counter daddy's interruptions.
Yeah, I know. The problem is when there's three people on a podcast, sometimes this happens. So I'm trying to catch myself when I'm talking and you guys are talking.
Hey, you're the entree, baby. We're here to serve you up. So you take your time.
Yeah. I'm just the cranberry
sauce. What kind of meat am I?
A pork loin.
Pork? Really?
I'm the au jus, baby.
Well, baby, it's your dinner. What would you rather be?
I want to be pork.
What do you want to be?
Roast beef?
Especially because I'm Middle Eastern, so, you know, I'm not Muslim, but I could be Muslim, and, you know, they don't eat pork.
Is your family Muslim back in Iran?
I don't generally think any of my family is religious.
So were they non-religious while they lived there? Were they, like,
my direct family? Yeah. We don't. Especially my family in here, we don't give a fuck about
when did they
religion.
Come to the States? Was it like 79? Like when the Shah?
No. So both my parents came for college in the earlier part of the 70s. And then a couple of my uncles too. So they were here in the 70s. And then it got
gnarly.
The Shah got overthrown in 79. And then they're here. I'm not fucking going back there. Because everybody became nut jobs. I mean, the government became nut jobs over there. And, you know, there's really no... You can't go back.
How grateful are you to live in a state, in a country where you can bag? Because I don't think...
I'm very grateful. I would not... You know, I'm very grateful to be in a country where I don't have to bag, you know, in shame or behind closed doors.
Right.
Underground bagging. Although that sounds pretty cool, too.
Have you been to Tehran or...
I've never been to Iran.
You haven't been?
No.
Tehran's the capital.
Yes, it is.
I think so, baby.
Nice.
Let's go. Let's fucking go.
I know my geography. I just watched Argo.
I haven't been to my home country of origin.
Do you want to go?
I want to go, but not while the government is sort of like this.
Right.
So it's very sad. I want to be around... my people. Fortunately for me, we live in LA and basically you're just surrounded by Persians already. Mm-hmm. So it sort of feels like Iran in a lot of places.
Hell yeah. Chad, what was the big life info that you had about it?
Well, so Kev, you got a big life event coming up in about a month, give or take.
And what would that be?
You're about to become a true daddy.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I remember when we saw the photo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He showed us his dick.
That was the first thing you showed us.
Well, every time we go to get an ultrasound, who's the ultrasound person?
The OBGYN?
No, the person who does all... Well, whoever. She always...
The ultrasound tech?
I think she knows. She senses my energy because she always points out the dick and balls to me. She goes, there's his pee-pee.
I remember you pulled us into like a small room and you're like, guys, I got to show you something. And I was 100%. It was just going to be like a guy getting kicked in the dick or something. Oh. And Kevin's like, it's serious. It's fucking serious. And then he pulls out the photo and boom, baby photo. We go bananas. And then we all zeroed in.
Yeah.
We knew what we were looking for.
That cock.
Yeah. But he does. I can assure you, he does have a dick and balls.
Are you going to, pardon if this is too much, but are you going to circumcise?
I think we are going to circumcise.
Don't do it.
Stephanie wants to do it.
Don't do it.
I'm sort of ambivalent. Are you guys circumcised?
I am, but I'm not going to circ my kid.
No.
You get more nerve endings. It feels better.
What about dick cheese?
We'll clean it. Shmegma. What's a dad for?
You're down to clean the dick cheese.
My sons? Yeah.
I feel like I could be convinced because...
I'm not cleaning dick cheese.
I'll clean your son's dick cheese.
Hey, your uncle JT is going to come in.
Hey, Hey!
For what? Let me get that dick cheese.
Get over here, little partner.
Your dad's a little weird about the dick cheese.
Hey, I'm still talking to you about stuff. I'm like, hey, we had to reschedule Aaron for Thursday. Yeah, does that work for you?
Your mom, you know, your mom and your dad are weird about dick cheese, but Uncle JT, he's going to come in here and scrub that shit right out.
Are you going to hold on to it? Age it?
Ew.
Oh, that's disgusting. I mean, the part where you're scraping off his son's dick cheese isn't disgusting, but aging it like Parmesan is disgusting.
I think so.
Okay. Well, we'll see where your line is then.
Yeah.
I feel like I could be convinced because I don't want to rob my son of that sensation.
Right.
But, you know, you got to pick your battles, and I'm sort of ambivalent on it. So I think they're going to cut his dick.
I totally understand. I think it's a good
and move. Maybe in when he's older, he can look at this clip and go, you barbarian. What did you do to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess that's some risk I'm going to have to take.
Yeah. It just bums me out that right when they come out, we kind of like hurt their pecker and like we kind of, it just seems a little,
well, I was reading it
a little harsh,
and you have to take care of the dong for, cause it's like a wound. So you have to wound care for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What, do you have to put Neosporin on it or something?
Yeah, something like that. I think so.
Are you playing guitar for the baby right now? Like tum tum,
singing him some songs.
What kind of, can you give us a little taste?
Oh yeah, you want to taste it?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been singing him. I've been in this like 2 year, vortex of a band called Crosby, Stills, Nash.
What about the
Young? No. Okay, I was going to get Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And then back into the Crosby, Stills, and Nash, which is their first album, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Everything. I just watched this documentary on David Crosby.
I heard that one's insane. My dad said that guy it's was a very fucking good one. Wild.
Oh, he was wild, yeah. He was wild. He got into it. But it's they're just an insane band. They're very good. So I've been singing him some of that, singing some Neil Young solo stuff too.
Little old man.
Yeah. A little old man. Look at my life.
I'm alive. Like
yeah. And
you.
Then wait, you want a harmony?
Yeah.
Okay. Two.
Chorus.
Two, three. Let's just start. Let's just do the beginning together.
Okay. Cover that.
Two, three, four. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Boom, boom, boom. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Okay, now let's do it in a more Neil Young voice, like a
old man, take a look at my life.
All right, let's stop. I instantly regret it, and I think we just put a shame on his name.
But you know, when the pandemic started, we started singing. Should we sing Photograph? Nickelback?
Yeah, but we got to cap the singing after this, but let's do Photograph.
Okay.
You want
How's it, sir?
You want me to go? Doesn't it like look at the two? wait. On four. One, two, three. One, two, three, four.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. And our eyes get so red. And what the hell is on Tommy's head? This is where I grew up. I swear to present all my being in them. And I'm a name, no name, and I'm a name, one of my own. Oh,
yeah. Where are you falling on the Neil Young, Joe Rogan thing?
Well, I got Apple Music because I don't. Joe Rogan or not, I need to listen to CSNY and. Neil, I need because Crosby, Stills, and Nash also removed their music from Spotify.
Oh, really?
Too, nice. In solidarity with Neil Young.
Nice that they're all together on it. I like Rogan.
You know, the Joe Rogan Experience. You might like it, you might not, but and I listen to it occasionally. But I need them.
What were you surprised by? Like, I was surprised by how many young people didn't know who Neil Young was, and they were all like, Neil Young, who gives a fuck? And people are like, Neil Young thinks anyone cares about him? I'm like, isn't he one of like the great musicians of like the 20th century, and then people are just like, I guess, kind of, who the fuck is he?
I know a lot of like people, 30-year-olds, and I ask them, I talk to them about Neil Young, they don't know who it is.
Right.
And then I freak out, and then I only talk about, I show them pictures, I send them stuff. I fucking just, I become the most obnoxious fucking person. I'm like, how the fuck do you not know who this guy is?
Right.
What would be a comparable like movie star who'd say like, I'm removing all my movies from streaming services?
To Neil Young's caliber? Maybe like Robert Duvall?
No, it would be like somebody like Al Pacino or Robert De Niro.
You think that
I don't know if he's, maybe. Yeah, you can make the argument. Robert Duvall's pretty great. Robert Duvall's got a Best Actor nod. He's in Godfather.
No, but I'm saying
Gone in 60 Seconds.
I feel like Al Pacino and Robert De Niro are like Bob Dylan and like the Rolling Stones, like just a slight tier above Neil Young.
I guess. I feel like Neil Young's up there with him.
Maybe Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Either way, it's somebody you should... But I feel like if we ask, you know, a bunch of 20-year-olds who those people are, they're not going to know who they are either, so...
Right, that's interesting.
Oh, man, look at my life. I'm a lot like
did you want to be like a musician? Do you want to be a professional like rock? Do you want to be a rock star?
No, do I don't have any I just want somebody to jam with. I like
but when you were younger, when you were learning guitar, did you have musical aspirations?
I don't think so. I just really
did you block it out because it's like too hard to think about?
No, and I started playing, like really getting into guitar, like when I was like, you know, a little like late teens. So, you know, I don't think I have the voice to be a rock star. I just enjoy playing guitar and things like that.
What's the song you do at karaoke? It's like Holy Roller or something.
Oh,
like
Holy
that.
Diver. That was actually the intro song to my wedding, if you remember, Chad, like to when we were walking in. That's a song by Ronnie James Dio, may he rest in peace. He's a hard rocker from the 70s and 80s. He was the lead singer of Black Sabbath after Ozzy Osbourne. Are we getting too into music here?
No, it's interesting.
And then he went on his solo career, and you've heard the song, right? Holy Diver, you've been gone too long, I mean, not me. That one? You don't know that one?
No, I know it.
Okay, yeah. That's a, yeah.
That was good.
So how did you know instantly that was going to be your like wedding song when you first heard it?
I planned our wedding completely, and I directed every portion of it. Yeah. And so we had a, what do you call it? The smoke. We had smoke fog machines. And then so Holy Diver played, and then the smoke machines would come up sort of like a wrestling entrance. And then we walked through.
Wait, so you... How did that conversation go? Did she just not want to play in the wedding at all?
Yeah, she had no interest.
So you were like, I have a clear vision for this.
I said, you know what? You know, we go... I feel like we've talked about this before, but...
It's been a couple of years. It's okay if we refresh people on it.
I didn't want the wedding to be just like boring, because every wedding I go to is this, you know, I just have to be on an edible the entire time just to get through the speeches and shit. So... Mm-hmm. So let's minimize the speeches. We didn't do vows. We had Elvis take care of all of that for us. And then we had the music. We just had a couple people make speeches. Joe made a speech. And then...
Joe was really excited for his speech.
Yeah, Joe did like a good 10-minute speech. It was a tough room, too, because it was sort of open air in the... if you know like the Forum Shops in Las Vegas, like by Caesar's Palace, it's really noisy because there's a lot of echoing, and it was an open air restaurant. So it's sort of like if you're doing like an open mic at a bar,
right?
Because people can't hear you that well.
Joe's a pro though.
He's a pro. He did it. And everybody else, like I told everybody else, if you can talk, you know, 2 minutes, that's it.
Did you, tough for you in your search for your Elvis?
Like, I got the best. A lot of them are not good. I got the best Elvis.
And what made him the best Elvis?
He's, you know, he plays guitar. He looks like Elvis. He sings well. He does all the things.
Elvis. Did he have the soul of Elvis?
He absolutely had the soul of Elvis.
The look on Kevin's face when Elvis came in was pure glee.
I didn't see the look on my face, but that's probably.
I mean, Elvis came in. He's like, "Hey,
he was a good Elvis, right?
Yeah, welcome to my band." Where the fuck? Yeah, I can't do Elvis.
Keep going.
He's like, "Welcome to my band, dude."
It's like a South Park or something.
Yeah, dude. I'm just channeling South Park, and Kevin's face goes. He just goes. If you're looking at the camera, you just pure glee. Like your face, it was I've never seen a groomsman smile as much as you, or a groom, whatever the fuck.
Really? Other groomsmen's like sort of like nervous?
I think most
or something?
Grooms are a little bit nervous.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they want everything to go right. But I think had curated such a perfect environment for your own joy.
Yeah.
That you were actually just in a state of
her joy too. I think she enjoyed it too.
Yeah.
Sure.
But it was definitely I picked even all the music.
Do you guys get lovey-dovey? Like, because you know what? When we went to Catalina together, I heard you on the phone. Because, you know, you play it sort of like, you're sort of like, I don't, people don't do speeches. I don't get into emotion. But I heard you on your phone with your wife, and you get kind of lovey-dovey, I think.
If you heard that, that was rare. I actually don't really get lovey-dovey.
I think you do.
People aren't aware when they get lovey-dovey. Because Strider sometimes doesn't know how lovey-dovey is. Like, he'll be talking to Aggro about sports, and then his dank-ass fiance will walk in the door, and he's like, "What the cute? Get over here and give me a kiss." And he's aware of it, but I don't think he always feels it in the moment how he shifts.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying, but if you were to ask her, I would think that's not a strong trait of mine or a quality as being lovey-dovey.
But I think you are capable of incredible sensitivity and gentle love.
I feel like Daddy is a very empathetic person.
Mm.
But Daddy doesn't really show it that much.
What's blocking Daddy from showing it?
I think Daddy has to go to therapy to figure that out, to be honest. I just don't.
I could not see you in therapy. I could see you owning your therapist.
I have to. No, I wouldn't go to. I would give myself to him or her. I would give myself to him.
You would.
I probably wouldn't go to her. I would give myself to him because I need, you know, do you have a. You have a therapist, right?
Male therapist.
Male, yeah.
But my therapist before was a woman.
Okay.
So,
how did you like the difference between? Did you see any difference, or they're just both therapists? They're both good at their job.
They're both good at their job. They both have strengths and weaknesses. I don't know if it aligns with gender so much as just like their kind of sensibility.
But I would give myself to him or her.
So if you had like word association where you see like drawings and stuff, would you say dick for everyone?
No, and the reason I wouldn't is because
that's
I feel
a surprise.
Like
that's very surprising.
Unless I genuinely like, unless it was like, no, this is a dick, like this is a dick, undeniably this is a dick. But then if the therapist is giving me a dick, maybe it's either a really bad therapist or the best therapist in the world that knows that I see dicks with things. Does that make sense?
Totally.
But I feel like I'm not opposed to therapy and. I feel like I'd have to, you know, take it seriously and give myself to them. I'm just, is this an intervention to try to get me to go see a therapist?
No, not at all. I love the way you are.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys aren't pushing it on me, but I'm naturally just, you know.
You brought it up.
Yeah.
I need somebody to take me.
I just think you're lovey-dovey.
I see what you're saying, but that's what you think. We could call Stephanie right now. Do you want to ask her?
Live sounds a little pod? Uncomfortable, but I'm down.
Yeah.
All right. Does it work if I just put my phone right up to?
Yeah
I think that's fine. Yeah. Are you gonna tell?
Well, she knows I'm here, so she's probably not gonna answer the phone.
Tell her you stepped out for a second.
Okay.
Actually, don't. I don't want you to lie to her.
she rejected the call. It just got one ring.
She might be.
No, it's 5:43. We're gonna call back. That was pretty rude.
She might be busy.
No, she knows. Yeah, she doesn't want to be on the podcast, is what I'm getting.
Your call has been forwarded to
you're right. She is on a call. Okay. Okay, so should I have to say, okay, call me back, love. No, she'll know I would never say that. So call me back. I'm not gonna lie to her. I wouldn't lie to my wife. Just say I have a question.
I know that. Say love you, baby.
No, because if I text that to her,
say baby, I love you.
No, if I text that to her, she's not gonna call back.
But just try it out. Say baby, I love you.
Should I do like a emoji?
No. write out the words.
Okay.
Baby, I love you.
Baby, I love you? Okay.
Baby, I love you. I can't stop thinking about you. Baby, you are my moon. You are my sun.
Can't.
You are the wind in my sails.
You are the ocean. Wait, hold on. Baby, I love you. Baby, you are the
dick to my brain.
Baby, I love you. Can't. You are the dick in my brain. Stop.
You bring me, nothing brings me so much joy as you.
When I saw you, I saw just a dick in human form.
Now, do you want me to text this to her? Because if I text this to her, she's not going to call us back.
She's going to think something went wrong.
Yeah. She's going to think I'm fucking with her.
She's going to think you're having an aneurysm or something.
Maybe say like, hey, I'm at the grocery store. What do you want for dinner? Something like that. Do you want me to pick up
what
tomato sauce?
You
and then say, my lovey-dovey.
Want to eat. Pick something up.
Baby girl.
Something up. I'll add a baby girl into there.
Do you want daddy to cook?
Oh, yeah.
Let me know, baby. I love you.
Let me know ASAP, baby. Daddy loves you.
She is pregnant. She's 8 months pregnant.
Daddy needs to hear
your reassurances. So I should pick something up for her. Is this good pod right now? I'm texting.
It is some of the most dynamic podding that I think has ever been laid down.
I just wanted to check.
Absolutely, buddy. And you saying it out loud like that.
Okay. Baby. I put a baby in there. Okay.
There's some guy driving to work right now.
Can I read it?
Well, I just said, let me pick something up, baby. Nothing crazy. We recently, me and Chad tried to prank somebody and we made it too odd. Should we talk about that or no?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Talk about it.
So, our friend.
Me pick something up. me pick something up, baby.
So our friend.
What?
I don't think you read it.
Did I not do proper English?
Let me see it.
Me pick something up,
baby. I was distracted. I'm trying to talk.
I think that's the alpha in you getting into caveman speak, so she understands that you're a primal entity even when you're running errands.
That's a good, you should be a therapist.
Done a lot of it. So yeah, what happened with your prank?
So our friend Joe.
Maurice.
Yeah, he decided to get a, what do you call it?
Cameo.
He got a cameo, which is those accounts where you can get a message recorded for you. So I decided that we need to prank him. And what you describe it better.
So basically we wanted him to use, yeah, I mean, you know, the classic Simpsons pranks where he calls Mo and he's like, see more butts here. He's like, detective, I hump a lot. So we basically wanted to get, you know,
one of those names.
Him to say those names.
We like Barry McCockner. I think we got JT with Barry McCockner once.
I think you got him with
Barry McCockner. I think we got you with Barry McCockner once. I
don't remember this one. Exactly.
Exactly. You don't even know.
Yeah, we just get people
when
we
did
don't
you
talk
get
about.
Me?
I was like,
we just keep it stealth, baby.
It's a stealth no.
Yeah, we just like
live in the belief that you got me. No, I feel it. No,
I was like,
me,
this is what I did. I think, Chad, is this what I did? I said, hey, JT. do you remember this guy at this open mic we used to at the show once? His name was Barry. He's been like messaging me asking for like your information. He wants to do some business with us. I think he's like connected to like CAA or something, or like an agency or something like that.
I vaguely remember this. Yeah.
And then I slipped in the McCockner every once in a while. So it's Barry McCockner. And I think you started getting nervous. Like this, I was all, this guy's been hounding me, man. And
right.
I don't remember exactly.
But you never got me to say it out loud. You just wrote Barry McCockner.
I think
to me.
We were just laughing.
Right.
That, you know, just the screenshots.
Yeah, right. It seems a bit incomplete, but I love it.
I think we just forgot about it. And then.
JT's getting riled up.
He's getting nervous. Barry McCockner's coming
after
him.
Do you know Barry McCockner? He never said it.
So this is what we did with Joe. We wanted to read him a cameo.
It's the perfect crime. Yeah. It's literally.
We wanted him to read a cameo with Barry McCockner. But I went a step too far.
I think I just got to bury my cock in her.
Yeah, bury my cock in her. Yeah,
right. That's
great.
Good. You guys came up with that.
He did.
No, well, I didn't. We didn't invent it. It's been out there. Oh yeah,
that's one of the better ones.
Yeah. So bury my cock in her. I had it like I had it set up where it's like, hey, you know, can you, Joe, my boyfriend is a huge fan of you and. You know, his name's Barry. Can you read? And then I said, can you read this quotation for him for his birthday? Him and his boys will be super stoked if you read this to him. And it was basically that, and it was good. but I made a fatal mistake. I got greedy, and I made her name, what was it?
Genitalia.
I got that one.
So I said, hey, my name's Jenny. And then I said, maybe even Genitalia, or I put Genitalia at the end, like love XOXO Genitalia.
Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered.
Yeah. And so I think, you know, he read the cameo and he gave it to us. So he got $25 from me, but he's all right.
Yo, I have the video.
Oh, should yeah.
The video?
So it wasn't good, but it wasn't good. And I think if we just left it with Barry, like we did with JT, we would have got him.
Yeah.
But I think the Genitalia, he got it. And, you know, it wasn't a good prank.
I think it has potential.
I think it's still
fun. Well, we just blew the cover of it now because we were saying, don't talk about this. We're going to get him. But then
you guys did a great job of keeping it under wraps because I wasn't hip to any of this. But I think there seems like there's still pleasure in the attempt, even if it doesn't go off seamlessly, right?
Yeah, we like Barry.
Okay.
Hi, this message is from our coolest fan, Barry McCockner. My good friend Genitalia wanted me to wish you a very happy 22nd birthday. Oh, isn't that nice of you, Genitalia? You want to wish Barry McCockner a happy birthday. I'm sure Mr. McCockner is very appreciative of this. Thanks, Miss Talia.
Look at him. He's in his like glasses, like
hey,
he's going
to bed.
Hey,
I hope it's somebody's birthday out there. Happy if it is, happy birthday. If not, it's nice to have a good laugh.
You know, I love it because Joe just—he's just doing his fucking job there. You know what I mean? Yeah. He knows that the
bit is. He needs the $25.
But he fucking steps into it and he fucking delivers it with gusto. So I mean, it's just
I disagree.
That's a hero right there.
I paid him $25. Read the fucking thing, okay?
Oh, wow.
No calling me out. You have a job.
It's
I almost
your
made
thing.
A complaint on Cameo. I've almost made a complaint on his account. Read it out, or don't. Or I think they can reject it, right?
Right. I don't know.
But I think we sort of did. He still didn't know it's us. I think he thinks it's like one of his real fans.
Sure.
So we sort of got him, but I don't think it's a good prank.
I think we could still get him.
He's still gettable.
Yeah.
It's just an effort thing, like you
just
know.
Just one name.
But it's a brutal mistake. That Genitalia, it's gonna haunt me.
But I think to just getting him to say the name, I feel like I always felt like there was missing something because I feel like you have to get him to say the name in a funny way. Something where it's like, you know, where like Bart gets Mo to say like, what are some of the names in The Simpsons? You know, like, what are some of the names? I don't even know.
I forget. Seymour Butts, though, just for example.
Yeah. Seymour Butts. I see more butts. Something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So that was, you know.
So it kind of haunts you that you added the second name.
Yeah, I feel like if we just had McCockiner in there, he wouldn't have known. What do you think?
Yeah.
So do you like pulling off the perfect kind of name prank like that? That has a huge tail in terms of joy, right? Like you feel good about it for a while.
I just in the moment, to be honest, like this is not something that I get, you know, I'm thinking about all the time or doing.
I think
I'm
that's
not a big prankster.
True.
But
I think you are thinking.
I would
about
have enjoyed it.
Time.
I, you know, I'm obsessed with Barry.
You're
I think
obsessed.
Chad is too. Just like it's dick related, I guess, if we're gonna analyze this. McCockiner.
You guys are getting shy. What happened?
We're getting shy?
A little bit. Like you're losing your passion.
You know what? I honestly feel a little judged by our prank.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep the juice
no,
going.
I don't feel judged. I just feel like
I'm not. I have,
you're
but I'm not.
You're judging the prank.
I'm not. I'm into it. I'm trying to tap into the
He's into it.
My Halo name.
No.
Get the fuck out of here. Our engineers, come on, that's you.
That just broke through the fourth wall.
Do you want to come on camera
yeah,
and say Barry
sing here
because
you can use this mic.
Wait, do you want a bag? Do you want to show us?
We don't have the cameras for that, but we can get them to talk about it on mic.
You want me to say it?
Right.
Yeah, because the mic's hot and the listeners get upset when people off mic start chatting because they miss it. What's your Halo tag?
Barry McCockner.
Nice.
Yes. And we have a new engineer today. You want to introduce yourself?
What's your name?
Barry.
Barry what?
Barry McCockner.
Nice to meet you, Mr. McCockner.
It's nice to meet you guys as well.
It's a pleasure to have you on here. Should we do some cues, guys?
Yeah.
Cool.
Guys, I'm interrupting this podcast to let you know once again that we are brought to you by us because we got a new Patreon out. Patreon.com/ChadGoesDeep. You get bonus episodes each week where it's classic Chad and JT, super goofy, super fun. If you want some bonus content each week, you also get priority questions on the pod if you're a $10 patron, and we're going to set a goal for 1,000 patrons. We're thinking like a, you know, a super sick, like, live call-in sesh where it's me and the boys and we're just drinking beers, chatting with you dudes. So sign up at patreon.com/ChadGoesDeep. We also have tour dates coming up. We're going to be in Austin this week. We're coming to the Netflix is a Joke Festival in Venice. Texas coming up. We got Tempe, Arizona. We got Michigan. All that good stuff. Check out ticket links at chadjt.com. We're also brought to you by the legends at Manscaped. Manscaped, thank you so much for keeping our trims pew, for looking after our hogs, for making sure that our dinks are looking fresh and clean, because you've got pubes and it's springtime and we're in the time of spring cleaning. You clean your house, you clean under the bed. Why don't you clean under your grundle? Probably because you don't know how to, but now you do, because you got the Lawnmower 4.0 with ceramic blades, skin-safe technology, and an LED light so you can see deep under your crevices and get those pesky-ass pubes that are just like, hey, dude, I keep growing. Why don't you cut my ass? That's where Manscaped comes in. You get the performance package. You get all their good stuff, ball deodorant, shampoo and conditioner, nose ear hair trimmer, the weed whacker, can't recommend that enough. Also, the start of spring marks Testicular Cancer Awareness Month in April. Manscaped has partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to bring awareness to testicular cancer, men's health, and early cancer detection. Manscaped is committed to raising awareness for the most common form of cancer in men aged 15 to 35 and giving support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer as part of their We Save Balls initiative. So get 20% off plus free shipping with the code GODEEP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code GODEEP at manscaped.com. It's time to throw out your old hygiene habits and upgrade your lines. Hell yeah, dudes. Love our sponsors. Love you guys. Let's get back to the show. Hey, guys. So these are Patreon questions. If you are a $10 patron, then you can get priority questions. They get to the top of the list, so.
Oh, so Patreon. We're into the Patreon part right now?
No, this is just people sending questions via the Patreon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, my dog, saw you at the Improv in Ontario last night with my dank fiance. My question is, am I an asshole for bringing candy into the show and trying to eat it inside the Improv? We sat too close to the stage and weren't able to munch on it, but my dank fiance and I have a serious sweet tooth. Fellas, what's sweeter than crushing some sour belts with the love of your life? I also want to add in that it's not like we didn't support the venue. I had a few Modellos and some boneless wings. While my dank fiance housed a few glasses of Pinot and absolutely destroyed some buffalo cauliflower bites. The dessert menu was seriously lacking in the candy category. I also tipped 20%. Does this make sneaking in the candy are okay, or am I an absolute renob for this? Miss Uncle Joan is fat hog, and Aaron has seriously grown on me. Love the pod and thanks. It's a nice email.
Do you want to take this since you're
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't even know what the fucking question is here.
So he brought candy into the San Jose Improv, our show.
Oh, he snuck it in like you're sneaking into a movie theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he still had two Modellos,
and he's asking if that's wrong.
Yeah,
no, it's fine.
Yeah, I think follow your joy.
If you're paying the Improv for the food and all that, do they even have candy at the Improv?
No.
Okay,
dude. Look, you know it's tough for me to say don't do what the Improv, you know, parameters are, because you know we're working there, but I gotta say I think you did the right thing. Eat some candy, have some joy with your lady, and as long as you're still doing that 2-drink minimum, you're a-okay in my book, partner.
Dude, yeah, as long as you're amping up your joy, following your stoke. I mean, he went above and beyond. Most people just get 2 drinks,
right?
He got food,
he got boneless wings.
You're allowed a little candy, but tip 20%. Come on, baby.
And if that's gonna make you better audience, if you sharing exactly those candies with your lady is gonna make you better listener, bigger laugher, baby, go.
What kind of candy is he bringing in?
Some sour belts.
Oh, the ones with the...
I think so. Actually, I didn't know, but yeah, that seems right.
I mean, I think the bigger thing that we needed... Do you need candy? Am I being too negative here?
No, go ahead. I want to hear...
It's a lot of, you know, just unnecessary sugar. I've been on like a, you know, a health craze right now.
You look you're a Flav City with Bobby.
Oh,
Bobby Parrish guy.
Oh, there's this guy named Bobby on YouTube.
I've talked about him because you introduced me.
Oh, he goes to Costco and he has a little app and he tells you what food is healthy or not. I am obsessed with Bobby.
Bobby's the man.
It's called Flav City on YouTube. You probably won't like it, but I am obsessed.
I like it, dude. I love it.
And, you know, that's a lot of sugar. And then you're at the improv, you're having a couple brews. I know you're a young man. But do you really need the candy that much? Although
we don't know what this guy looks like. He could be shredded.
He is saying, though, he's bringing it for his lady, though, right? And it's making her happy.
And here's what I think of. Because I'm in the same line of thinking, I'm a health nut, but you know, I like to keep my diet tight, except for special occasions like this. If you're going to a comedy show, if you're going to a movie, I like to indulge. I think it's important to sort of if you want to let loose a little bit, you gotta let loose a little bit. You don't want to keep yourself too tight. You know?
Yeah,
I think you're totally right, man. If you put too much stress on yourself with your diet, that's what you're doing. You're building stress. Like, let's all be healthy, but you have to allow yourself some space to be human.
Totes.
And to feel joy, because eating food is joyous. And eating candy with your girlfriend, especially if it's against the rules while at a comedy show, I mean, you're hitting a lot of boxes.
So are we saying that he was like being a bad boy and that sort of got his girlfriend going?
For sure. In a very sweet and gentle way.
Mm-hmm. Well, if that's what he has to do and that keeps the romance alive, you know, that's fine. But if I see a guy in the crowd and he got that sour face on there.
Right.
You know.
A little candy etiquette is what you're saying.
I feel like, you know, I feel like I don't really need to be opposed to this as much as I am. So
it was an interesting angle to take, but you're looking out for people. I mean, we got expanding waistlines in this society we got. And, you know, nothing wrong with telling. It's a tough thing to say, but nothing wrong with telling people to keep it tight.
Well, what's your main takeaway from Flav City with Bobby? I'd say it's seed oils.
Yeah, it's so I mean there's some things that I you know he has a big thing on natural flavors and he says, oh well, scientists made natural flavors, and his thing with GMOs, oh well, they're making it in a lab, but I can't see anything that's showing that that's necessarily bad for you. It's just you don't want the thing made in the lab. But the stuff he says that, you know, makes sense is so like canola oil, sunflower oil, all that shit oil makes you inflamed or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy oils, avocado oil, coconut oil, that's what you want to see.
Olive oil. But make sure it's the right olive oil. A lot of olive oil is sold that is actually not true olive oil.
It's good stuff.
Shout out to Bobby.
Bobby.
Dude, Stephanie hates Bobby.
She hates Bobby.
Talk about, like, we're at the store and I'm all, that shit doesn't look Bobby approved, and she gets pissed. She wants to buy something and I'm like a dictator. I go, nah, let me scan it, not Bobby approved, sorry, we're not getting it. And
you can like scan it
as has an app and you scan it and it goes Bobby approved, Bobby not approved.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Is it his face where he goes Bobby
approved? No, it's like a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And I need to back off Bobby. I'm obsessed with him right now, but
I do love Bobby though.
I need to back off a little bit because
it's tough to not let your passions bleed into other people's, you know, decisions when you live together, especially.
Yeah. And look, she's free to go buy whatever she wants.
But if we're shopping together, you're gonna let her know.
I'm gonna go, no.
You gotta let her know this is Bobby or not, because that's you, baby. That's like your religion.
You know, and I'm not 100% on Bobby, but you know,
you're 98.7.
I'm really into Bobby right now.
Love it. All right, NFL question for JT. Do you watch college football much?
Not too much, a little bit. I'm more NFL.
Order these wide receivers based on where you would draft them: Drake London, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, and Jamison Crowder. Dude, I've watched these guys play a ton, so this isn't going to be the best list, so take it with a grain of salt. You got London fourth. I haven't looked at the rankings. I just did a quick perusal on one site, New York Post, which I don't even think they're the best football insiders. But I would go Drake London number one. I know he doesn't have the wheels, but I just love the way he goes and gets the ball at the point of attack. And I just love his size and the way he breaks tackles. It's crazy the other three guys all were at Ohio State at some point. I'm just going to say his name wrong, but I would go Olave number two. I know he's a little skinny, but he's fast, 4.39, and he just looks smooth out there. And then I haven't really seen Wilson. I guess I wasn't really paying attention because, I mean, they're on the same team. But I would go Crowder 3 and then Wilson 4. All right, next question. Ex-boyfriend, MMA fighter. Sup, saviors of Stoke. Long story short, girl I'm seeing is the ex of friends of my family whom grew up close to us but cheated on her with every woman he met with this girl for 10 years. They broke up and we hit it off, and she is a woman who can make me feel totally vulnerable and amazed by. I haven't been close to this bro for about 6 years, so I don't feel any remorse because he stuck his dick in anything that moved. However, he's a savage MMA fighter, and I know he will want to run the two-step on me if I see him. Should I text him and tell him to break the waters, or just take the chances and see how he reacts by seeing us out together? Small town, bound to happen. And test my waters in the sparring world. Mind you, he's been shot before.
He's just the ex, that's all?
Yeah, but it sounds like this guy's confident that this other guy is jealous and territorial. I gotta say, man, I'm a little nervous for you. I gotta be honest. I don't know what the answer is, but yeah, I would proceed cautiously, man. I mean, it sucks because it's totally unfair, and I wish it wasn't that way. I wish this other guy could be rational and understand that he made a mistake and that it's her right to move on and he should want her to be happy, but people aren't always sensible, and someone who can hurt you and has the ability to do that might want to do that if that's how they could, you know, make things feel better for themselves. So I don't know. I mean, am I being too...
Was there something specific in there that this guy has... Because you're an MMA fighter, you know, daddy used to be a grappler. That doesn't mean you necessarily, just because you have that skill...
Well, he says this. He said he's confident that the guy will want to run the two-step on him. Which
based
I think
on what? Yeah.
I mean, his own judgment, I guess.
Okay. Well, I guess, yeah, you have to use your judgment about that. And, you know, love is love. So if you love her, then you got to take the risk, man.
I'd say you got to move, dude.
That's the best call. Pack up. No, for real. Move. Yeah. Yeah.
Move to, you know, what's hot right now.
With the girl or not with the girl?
Yeah, with the girl. Girl. Oh. With the girl.
Yeah, move to Fort Lauderdale or something.
Austin.
I feel like Austin's a little bit played out, though.
Yeah.
Everyone's moving.
Where does
he
live right now?
I don't know. Small town.
What's next?
Hmm. Yeah, big city. Goes to a big city. Gets lost in
it.
The guy
lost,
can't find him.
Get lost in L.A.
My friend Joe is getting married, and he has a friend that I saw for a little bit when she was on a break from an MMA fighter, and then the guy would be calling her off the hook. Ooh. When we were together, and I was like, she'd be texting him. I'm like, don't tell him I'm here. The guy was like a heavyweight too. He's a big motherfucker. Scary dude. She was like, he's harmless. He's really nice. I'm like, I don't want to take the chance. But now my friend Joe's like, should I invite her to the wedding?
Is she back with the dude?
And they got back together and they had a kid. Whoa. And she's like, should I invite him to the wedding? But then we have another buddy who dated her. And I think he would want to kick the other guy's ass more than mine. But I was like, dude, like, I'm nervous. And, like, I don't know what he knows. So I don't even know, like, if I want to, like, go up and, like, do I go up with my head down and be like, I'm sorry? Or do I go up and shake my hand, like shake his hand like nothing's happened?
Well, I'd say it's at your buddy's wedding.
He'll be cool.
He has a kid now. I doubt he'll start shit.
Yeah, he won. I'm saying I understand the fear, too. And, like, this dude... This other guy who I'm talking about in my life seems pretty chill. This guy seems pretty confident that this dude's a psycho. And dude, there's stories of this stuff happening in real life that are pretty grisly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be too like fear-based and like dramatic about like the worst case scenario, but like, I don't know, dude, getting your ass beat sucks, dude. Like, I would not want to.
The general advice is if you start boning a girl, it's preferable that her ex is not a jealous person with MMA experience.
That would be worst case scenario.
But I feel like we don't know what his hunter skills are. So if he's a hunter, then he'll find you where...
The MMA
instinct of hunting. If you can move somewhere, but he's going to find her. So, you know... Again,
I think if you get out of state, like Chad's saying,
yeah, I think the solution is clear: move to Marina Del Rey.
But we don't know his.
That's
roots.
Good on two fronts, dude. Because then you live by the beach too. Yeah. It's like it's a win-win, baby.
I say you stand your ground.
No,
no.
And then if you don't want to do that, then that shows maybe you really don't like her and maybe you can end this. If you're so concerned about this, maybe she's not the one for you.
But aren't
you not willing to die for her?
Are you concerned telling this guy just to stand his ground and then he's going to get his face beat in?
I'm not saying get in a fight with him. I'm saying, you know, if you really like this girl, no, don't call him. Just be in a relationship with her.
Right. And
be prepared to get your ass kicked.
Right.
If that's what you think he's going to do, but maybe that's not what he's going to do. Maybe he's boning somebody else.
Yeah, I'm just saying based off what he wrote, he said, I'm confident this guy will want to beat me up. And he wrote at the end, this guy's been shot before, which sounds like he's no stranger to extreme violence. And that it's,
then break up with her. If you're so scared of being with this girl that you think her ex-boyfriend is going to do this, and just end the relationship and move on with your life. And if she's the love of your life, be prepared to die, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. But I think if you move, you maybe give yourself a nicer window of that honeymoon phase where, like, maybe you don't get killed.
Yeah, but he doesn't
want to
move. His family's there. He has a good job. he has a son with another person. Can't
yeah, that's
out
true.
Of town.
That's
he has obligations.
True. That's all true. That's a good question, though.
He could also take up MMA. I don't know how big this guy is. Is he jacked? Can he, over the next few months, start training?
Yeah, but it's tough to get good at fighting. I mean, I know in movies it's just one montage, but it could take this guy, you know, 10 years to develop the aptitude to even get to a point where this other guy barely beats his ass.
I feel like
I have wanted to punch a whole, like, steak before. Or what is it? What would you call it?
Where he's
like
the
in
meat.
Rocky?
Where he's beating the meat. Yeah. What would you call it? Like a whole cow?
Yeah, just a
like a cow carcass.
Yeah,
dude, I would love to punch that.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
All right, this guy's question. What's up, pod? There's such a thing as weed movie theaters. This is fucking wild.
Nice.
You should do a movie that pod theaters get a day or so early. His follow-up email was, I'm sorry if I was rude. Dude was super baked when he wrote this, and I fucking love it, dude.
I only watch movies high. Like, I have to be on an edible or something, and it makes even... Sometimes I watch a movie and I'm like crying, and then I look at the reviews after I watched it and they're like awful. And I'm all this, I thought this should have won an Oscar. That's how great it is. So I'm very in favor of the,
what was the question?
Weed theaters.
Just weed theaters.
There was no question. It was just a suggest.
He was just like, hell yeah.
We should make a movie and give it to weed theaters like a day or so early, I think is what he said.
Cool.
Which I'm super fired up on.
Wait, there are weed theaters exist?
He's saying, what up, pod? There's such a thing as weed movie theaters. This is fucking wild. You should do a
yeah,
movie.
It was high.
You should do a movie that pod theaters get a day or so early, followed up by a brand new email, not even on the same chain, that says, I'm sorry if I was rude.
If I was rude, oh my God.
What a sweetheart, dude. This guy rips.
He's in his head after he wrote that email. He's like, oh, fuck. Did that make sense? Like, was I rude there?
Last one, bro troubles. Please keep anonymous. Bro therapy needed. What's good, young bucks? My little brother and I are both young in the military and live on opposite sides of the country and are each married with kids. Thank you for your service, dog.
Thank you for your service.
My brother and I used to be homies, but we hit a hard patch when he first got married. I didn't care for his wife because she didn't want to share his time. Now we are cool with him and his wife, and I'll even game with both of them once a month. Whoa, he games with the lady too? That's fucking sick. But we aren't close anymore, and I miss the little Stoke Lord. I don't know how to get the old bro ship back with such long distance, and I feel like we are drifting apart. Thanks. That's really sweet. Bro, you and your brother are going to be fine. You got a good heart. You can tell you two love each other. Dude, just call him every day. You don't even have to talk. It's just effort, you know? Just call him every day. If the conversation's awkward, it's awkward, but just give him a shout every day, and he'll understand you're thinking about him and that you care. Yeah.
Do you know? You know what my brothers do? My brothers were on like a thread, and they just send me, you know, their workout session. They'll be like, this is my PR on the rowing machine. This is how many times I did the assault bike. This is how many miles I ran. All that kind of shit. And it's just little things like that, keeping you in check. It's like, here's an update. And if it's around something that you guys share a common interest in, like working out, Bobby, Flav City with Bobby, be like, look at this shit. That's not Bobby approved. Can you believe that? My brother texted me that.
Sunflower oil.
Dude.
No.
Yeah.
Send that.
What do you think, Daddy?
It's bad. How does he need to reconnect with his brother? I think he should get a, maybe get an Xbox, start bagging.
I think they're playing. So they need to bag.
That's what he said.
They need to bag when they're playing together.
They're not bagging?
They're not bagging.
You need to bag. I mean, that...
As far as I know...
builds camaraderie, especially among men, servicemen.
Right.
They need to, just like they're doing, I'm sure, with... They're on the opposite sides. I don't know if they're in boot camp or whatever, but they're building a camaraderie, a brotherhood. And these brothers need to rebuild their brotherhood, and there's no better way of doing it when you're at war than dropping sack on an enemy.
Amen. Never mind.
By the way, while we're over there, speaking of bagging, Chad has, and our, you know, our Twitch followers.
Is this your beef?
Oh, is there a set? Oh yeah, you guys have a segment like that. Okay, I'll hold it off.
Yeah, and we can kick it off now because we're to the next part. Kevin,
oh good,
kick it off.
I didn't have anything. So
what's your beef of the week?
My beef of the week is Chad. Okay. We have loyal Twitch followers. We average anywhere from 7 or 8 to sometimes 20
huge
to
range.
23 viewers. Okay.
It's huge.
And even though they're small, they are strong, intense viewers. And Chad's sort of fallen off the wagon with bagging lately. He hasn't been able to bag, and I feel like I need to call him out right now and, you know, get him to, you know, explain himself.
What's the excuse? Have you been busy with like work and like your family and your girlfriend?
Yeah. I have a pregnant wife. I have a job, you know. I have a pregnant wife. Okay? I'm still dropping sack.
No, it's a good shout.
I'm a
it's
lawyer.
A I'm trying to give him the bailout.
It's a good shout. You know, bitch. I have been dating someone new. She lives in Newport Beach, so I've been driving down there a lot. We've been busy with work and stand-up. I've been trying to bone up on my stand-up. But you're right. You know what? I'm back off the vape. I'm back off the vape for like the fourth time. I know I'm a broken record with this shit, but
hey,
I'm back off the fourth time. And that was making me super tired. My energy levels are like way higher.
I think he's sort of giving all these excuses. He has a valid excuse, and this is the real reason. He's got a new relash.
Yeah.
And he's driving, pretty far to go see her and stuff like that. But what I think I was telling him, you know the relationship is real when you wait for her to pass out so you can drop sack. Okay, so at some point he's going to need to get another Xbox, bring it to her place.
Well, that's the ish. I'm a morning person.
Oh,
she's
he does
a night
pass out.
Out
too. Like
I know, pass like, out like 10, she passes out like midnight. So if you really want to bag with me, we're going to have to do the inverse.
I'm available to bag 24/7.
So you'll bag at 7 a.m. with Chad.
Oh, I'm up at 7 a.m.
That's
my dog
incredible.
Wakes up.
That's
I'll bag,
awesome.
I'll bag all day. We got, you know, fans on the East Coast, you know, on Twitch.
You know,
shout out to Dog Genitals.
Dude, shout out to Dog Genitals. Bazooka Steve.
These are our boys.
Travmart.
For sure.
Who else? Yeah, freaking legends.
If we forget your name right now, it's not because we...
Well, you know what? I have been craving an all-day bag sesh, so I think...
We did 20... What did we do? A 12-hour bag sesh once?
12 hours.
I don't know how these people on Twitch, the streamers that do it every day, there's one guy who does it like for 27 hours, and most of them are averaging like 12 hours. We did a 12-hour stream.
Like Nick Merckx and guys like that?
Yeah, we did a 12-hour stream. I was done. Like
work,
my baby. Eyes, but you're just eyes, you're...
Yeah, my eyes start burning after an hour.
I mean, dude,
we got to like 6 or 7. I was like, oh, we're cruising. And that was the point where I was like, we decided we're like, we're going to 12.
Yeah, we're going to 12.
And then when we got to like 8, I was like, oh, fuck.
But we did it, didn't we? Right.
Dude, we did do it.
That's what I'm talking about. Powered through. But yeah, you want to add some, Chad?
No, that's all I got.
Okay. Chad, who's your beef of the week?
My beef of the week is...
Do you feel good about it? Do you feel like you got it all out?
You know, I've alluded to this, but yeah, you know, it's good to in person, you know, let a soldier know when he's...
No, I preach.
Oh, my tummy just growled. I think I'm hungry. Good time to end it.
For bags, dude.
All right.
Why do you, go you for it. I have some load if you want to munch.
I'm gonna how am I gonna munch on your load? Is it did you store it? Is it crunchy?
Think of it like a
You opened up the load think of chamber.
It, you now, think of it like a peppermint brick.
That actually sounds like not something I would be interested in eating, but something that a lot of people would be, possibly.
So you're passing.
I'm passing on your load. Wow. But
I didn't see that coming.
But wow. I think it's a good idea, and I think it's marketable. Load patties.
Load patties. Dude, I like that.
Chad, who's your beef of the week?
My beef of the week is, so my girlfriend told me that I brought some bad energy back from New Orleans.
Ooh.
She's like, have you been having trouble sleeping? I was like, yeah, I think so. And I thought it was the vape because I'm a fiend. You know, daddy's a fiend.
I'm daddy.
And but she's like, you may have brought some bad energy back from New Orleans. So she saged my ass and my house and got rid of that bad energy.
Incense?
So bad.
I think this was your beef last week.
No, it was on the Patreon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So bad energy.
Oh, I like that. She's into energies.
Yeah. Bad energy got boked. Later.
What other, does she have incense sticks? We have a bunch
Hell
of
yeah,
those.
Hell yeah, dude. You're in the sage? You do sage?
I don't do the sage ceremony, but I like a good incense in the house. I have a ceremony.
For what?
On the weekends when I, just relax, take an edible. I have orange light bulbs, so I make the house filled with orange light, which is very chill vibes, and then I get the incense going, and that's my vibes.
I like that.
Sweet. My beef of the week is with Ben Franklin. You know, super cool dude. But when they were picking what the national bird was going to be, everybody was like pretty sure it was going to be the bald eagle. Because if you look at it, it's like a regal looking creature. It looks like a founding father. You know what I mean? And then Ben comes in being all quirky and honestly a little bit of like a prototypical hipster. And it's like, it should be the turkey. And then it's like, bro, compared to an eagle, like, I think you're a little too cute by half there, Ben Franklin. So, you know, no disrespect to all the good work he did, but on that front, I think he was being a bit of a try-hard schmoll. And I'm not going to boke him, but I definitely think it was pretty obvious that the bald eagle was the obvious pick.
So you think if Ben Franklin were alive today, he'd be living in Silver Lake with like a tattoo of SpongeBob on his forearm?
That's the kind of vibes I'm getting from Ben. And look, there's good things that come from that. You know, he's a curious guy and he's deep into pursuing knowledge, but sometimes you can be too deep in there and you lose sight of what's what. Sort of like when I picked Sean Penn number one in the actors draft. That was kind of Ben Franklin in me. So, you know, not throwing stones in a glass house, but I got to call you out. Is the bald eagle so obvious?
Hate to be a devil's advocate here.
No, you don't.
But turkeys are pretty intense. If you've ever been around turkeys, where I grew up in the fall, there would be wild turkeys. And I don't know if you've seen the peacocks out here, but they swarm in like groups of 50. They'll take over your house. So like you'll just come home one day and there'll be turkeys on your roof, on your front lawn. And they just take it over. They're pretty badass.
You know what, dude? I might be underestimating turkeys because I only really think of turkey as...
Yeah, what's your experience with live turkeys?
Pretty minimal. It's just what we eat. It was really the reason I was so amped up on the bald eagles. I was watching one of those nature shows on Netflix, and I saw the bald eagle in the nest, and I just looked at it. This is less about turkeys being a bitch, but they are ground-bound.
They get on the roofs. How do they get?
They can
fly a little bit.
Short burst fly. I think if
that's
it's
pretty
be,
cool. That's
I think
like
if it's going to be the national bird, it's got to be something that soars.
Yeah.
And you're right. I am underestimating turkeys a little bit, but it's only in comparison to the bald eagle.
Is that a good turkey?
It's pretty good.
Let's see your turkey.
I thought it was easy. Dude, I don't think I can do a good turkey.
Oh, I think we're doing a little bit of Strider tongue darting, aren't we? Maybe that's where he got
right.
It. Shout out.
That's when it gets shot at.
That was good. Let's get back in order. Chad, who's your babe of the week?
My babe of the week is my dad.
Nice, dude.
I went to go see him over the weekend. Just big babe shout out. Week? Went golfing. And he's a legend. Got me a new putter. the OG Red Hot with you know what the shaft is called? Stroke Lab.
Oh yeah.
What is it?
Stroke Lab.
Stroke. Cool.
Which I thought could be a new name for the drill factory.
Nice. That is good.
You go to the drill factory.
No, we're going to the lab. We're going to the lab.
The Stroke Lab.
Creating some load patties or new load treats. Anything load related?
Oh, I meant to say peppermint bark. I don't know why I said brick. Peppermint bark. My load comes in the form of peppermint bark.
I'm just thinking I like think the brick peppermint pallets. Had
a nice connotation for right, the density of your load.
Right, yeah. Thanks, yeah.
What are the ones?
Yeah, for sure, dog.
What are the ones that are chocolate and then they have the mint inside? Is that a peppermint patty?
What?
Is that a Klondike?
Oh, the fucking...
The peppermint, the chocolate, and then it has the mint inside.
I don't know.
Not the Junior Mint, but like the Junior Mint.
Yeah.
The Junior Mints are so good, dude.
For sure.
Yeah. What if it was a load inside them? Not, you know, maybe not for us, but maybe somebody would like to taste that.
Sure.
Maybe you can make some for Stephanie.
She does not like, she's not a fan of loads. She's claimed to be allergic to loads. That's what happens when you get.
How'd you make a baby?
Because she's just claiming she's allergic.
Oh, you're not buying it.
It's a thing. Oh, I think I'm allergic to loads.
Well, you know, you could test it. You could make your own.
Oh, we forgot to. Are we running? You want to wrap this up, don't you? Let's give her one more call. Let's see if she'll answer.
I think Chad's in the middle of it.
You can make. You can make your own. No, I'm done. You can make your own. But thank you. You can make your own Junior Mints, but put your load in there, and see if she's actually allergic.
All right. Sorry to interrupt the
Kevin,
flow
who's there. Your baby of the week?
You guys, do you usually give the guest the questions so I can think about it? Or just...
Wait, we thought you knew.
Yeah, you've been on.
I have.
But baby, it's okay. You'll be good off the fly.
Babe of the week. I'm going to have to say my wife.
Nice, dude.
You know, she's 8 months pregnant. She's holding our little boy. It's a little... I don't know if you've been around a pregnant person, but... He's very active. So he's like, he's kicking. He's kicking a lot. It's really weird. It's like there's a little alien in there. You know, she has some back pains. She's holding what once was my load, but now is a different kind of load, which is a human load, a baby load that turned into a baby. And she should be commended for that. So let's give her a round of applause.
Did you ever...
That was nice, right?
That was really nice.
You know, I was very... You know, if we're in therapy right now, I complimented her, even though she didn't answer the phone twice. I've been calling her multiple times. She won't answer the phone.
Stick to the positive.
You know, is she allergic to loads? Obviously not. But I said something nice, and she's burying our child, and...
I really think you should make some Junior Mints out of your load. By the way, we talked about this on the last pod. Have your loads...
I think that might be
bigger?
The line with... No, my loads have not gotten bigger. Although I haven't been measured. No, they haven't got bigger. My loads are what they are. Enough to make a baby, though.
Baby of the week is Gore Vidal. American intellectual, bisexual, witty beast. Fought in war, had hot boyfriends, wrote pithy articles, talked shit, got in a fight with William F. Buckley on TV. Just a total beast. Read about him, love him. The guy fucked.
Nice.
Chad, who's your legend of the week?
My legend of the week is me for I'm making a valiant effort to ditch the vape this time. And you know what, Stokers? I know I keep falling into that trap, but this time is the time. This is where it's locked in my brain. You know, because other times I've done it, I've been like, okay, I'll give it a few weeks and I'll dabble, you know, because daddy wants to be a little bit bad. But this time... I know where that leads to. The barbs are in me. You know, I'm like a fish, I'm like a marlin in Cabo, and the deep sea nicotine boat is just, you know, reeling me in. I'm like, no, no, no. And this time I'm not going to go for the bait. I'm going to go for the load. That's it.
Hey, man, I think you're going to get it this time,
oh,
too.
Oh, thanks, man.
You got this. I mean, you've quit before. You can quit again. And, dude, it's impressive because, like, a lot of people, when they quit, like, I heard it's brutal, man. Like, I'm not looking forward to it. At some point, I'm going to have to quit.
Dude, I was filled with so much rage this morning.
Yeah, tell them about the airport, dude.
So I was at the airport, and I checked on a bag of golf clubs. So I had to check them onto the plane. And, you know, there are three lines. So it's like Southwest. So it's like you get your baggage claim ticket and you put it on your bag. And then you get in a line to like bring it up to the desk and then they take it onto the plane. So there's three lines. And the other two lines beside me, you know, I'm in the middle. They're moving quick because people are taking their bags, putting them on the thing, taking their bags, you know, and they're, it's the flow. There's good flow. Mine's held up because these people, I don't even know what they're doing. Maybe they decided to get their tickets as well at the desk. Maybe they had an oversized bag, which I had an oversized bag too. Not an issue. Anyways, they're holding up the line. So you know what? The one to the left of me, as soon as the next person went, I was like, you know what? We all should be going up there equally. I shouldn't be punished for these knobs. So I just sort of scooted up. And as soon as they're like, next, I just scooted up to the front. And the lady's like, so you just cut everyone in line, huh? And I'm like, well, that line's not moving. So I deserve to be here. And she's like, you coming off the vape, huh? And I'm like, exactly.
Damn.
Exactly.
I like it, though. I like it.
You know what? I don't regret it.
Fucking heck.
What do you think about that move?
You know, it could be seen as dickish, but you got to alpha sometimes. And when you're coming down from, you know, the nicotine, you're doing the nicotine vape, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your mood can swing. It's understandable. So I think it's acceptable. But don't do it again.
You don't think I should do it again?
No.
If I were in that situation again, you don't think... But what about the... I don't think it was fair.
Here's my thing. Would you be okay with someone else cutting the line?
Yeah.
There it is. I think if you want to live in a dog-eat-dog world, you just got to be all the way in.
Yeah.
And you can't do it all the time. You have to have a code for when you do it.
Yeah. I think...
But maybe that's not right. But that's kind of how I do feel.
In the moment, I was like, you know... This line isn't moving. These people are stuck there. They're chatting it up. They're laughing. There's two more. You know what the people at this should have been like? They're like, okay, you from the middle, you come now. Instead of punishing but the that, middle.
That's not the contract of the...
You're right. He's violating the social contract.
You choose a line. I oftentimes choose lines wrong. I choose them all wrong all the time. And I'm sitting back there and I'm like, fuck, oh, that was too loud. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Baby. You're passionate.
I chose the wrong fucking line again, and I always get stuck in there. But you know what I don't do? I don't go cut the other line.
But Chad's never done that before. Right. This is his first act of civil disobedience. And I think it's an important rite of passage for everyone to do it once and see how it makes them feel. And then you reintegrate this newfound knowledge into who you are going forward.
But is that the
new
him? It's
a little pretentious.
Is he cutting the line now?
I don't think he's going to keep cutting.
You're not going to keep doing it?
No. But you know what? In my early morning, I guess I figured it was the airport.
It's his new nicotine.
To me.
He's hooked on it.
Yeah. To me, at that moment, it didn't feel like I was cutting.
Oh, you he's know? Getting off on it.
It didn't because I was like. I was like, there should be equal disbursement.
That would be a weird thing.
I mean, it's not like I went to the front desk and I was there for like a minute. I was there for 10 seconds, dropped off my bag, beelined it.
Making excuses.
I just give him context. Kevo, who's your legend of the week?
The one.
Do you want to say something, Chad?
What do you think?
I think you were in the right, honestly.
Dude, McCockiner.
Because like after about 30 minutes in an airport line, like... anybody would be pretty mad, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and then for you to like work it through your head to find a new line, like that's actually pretty smart, man.
I think that's privileged. You know, you guys are around a Middle Eastern guy who gets checked a lot at the airport.
Thank you, Barry.
I can't blow up at the airport. I usually have a big long beard and, you know.
That's a good perspective to bring into it. We do need to be sensitive to other people's racial plight. So thank you, Kevin.
Yeah. And are you going to check? Is that what it is? You check the privilege?
Well, don't now use it as a tactic for bullying. Yeah.
I can't use it for bullying. What can I use it for then?
Interesting.
I'm going to ask you to check your privilege right now. Is it checked? Have you checked it?
Yeah. And, I think you need to check your privilege.
Yeah, I think
that's
so
a good
too.
Point.
I think so too.
Check. I checked my privilege too.
But you know what? the biggest judge, the judge I listen to the most is Barry McCockiner, and he said it was a smart move.
Well, actually, speaking of my legend of the week, it's the one and only Barry McCockiner, and not just the Barry McCockiner in all of us, because I'm sure there's millions of McCockiners out there. I mean, if there was just a coincidence that you said your Halo name was Barry McCockiner. So to the McCockiners throughout the land and the universe, wow. You are the legend of legends of the week in my eyes.
Hell yeah. My legend of the week is Johnny Depp's accent and blow.
Ah,
nice.
It's really interesting. It was good.
I don't remember it, but I remember that was a good movie.
Yeah, and I like seeing him just play a regular solid guy and not some, you know, eccentric.
Can you give us a sample of the...
It was like, if you smoked weed in the 70s, chances are you smoked my grass. California, it was sunny, warm, and full of money.
Yeah, it brought me back.
Tuna, Dooley.
Dooley. Chat, what's your quote of the week?
My quote of the week... My quote of the week's a play on a famous general's quote, but I'm saying that this is General, you know, Bagwell Johnson Jackson, which is Kevin's new name.
Mm-hmm.
Who could not bag with such troops as these?
That's good.
Nice.
Kevin, what's yours?
This is one I actually, this is the one I knew you guys were going to ask. Okay. My quote of the... Have you guys discussed... I know it's old news now, but you know, that whole Will Smith thing?
Yeah, of course.
I can't stop thinking about his son, Jaden Smith. And did you see his tweet, like, right after it?
Yeah, he said, like, that's what happens when you, like, fuck with my family or something. No, that's how we handle shit in my family.
It's even short. It's a... And that's how we do it. And...
Short to the point?
It's... I'm just... I'm thinking, like, did he... Was he watching it live and that was like his instant reaction? Like, hey, that's how we do it. And then he did that, or was, you know.
Yeah, that's what's, when you do read it, you do get the feeling that he was like watching and he's like, and that's how we do it. And he just wrote it right away.
That's like the world he lives in where
I think
daddy can do no wrong. And
I think he's also rooting for his cucked father to show a little strength publicly.
Is that what you there's so many different levels it could be. It could have been.
I think that's where I was coming from, yeah. Too. Will Smith's my dad, and I was like, I'm just glad he did something masculine in front of people.
Oh, is that your true thought?
Yeah, basically.
Oh,
we discussed this.
Oh, you did. You did discuss it already. Okay.
And people were
I just
rightfully a little turned off by my
from the son's perspective, just getting in his head.
Support.
Go ahead, yeah, and sorry. He hasn't deleted it.
Did you guys hear Jane Smith talking on this podcast?
From adults than I were from kids my own age. And I look, and I go around sometimes and I hang out with other people that are my age and they're just kind of scared. I'm just like, dude, like, oh my God, like, can we talk about like the political and economic state of the world right now?
Oh my God.
What's going on with the environment?
Oh my God. Oh my God, turn it off.
Is that the most brutal thing you've ever heard?
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it's him growing up in that environment where, you know, he has everything he wants and all that, you know, it's the psychology of it if we get him into therapy. And then I'm just going back to that's how we do it. Seeing his dad just embarrass him. That's how we do it.
It's interesting.
I wish at some point I had that sort of, yeah, that's.
I'm not really sure what you're trying to say.
I got confused at the end too.
Yeah.
You want that. Are you pro or anti? That's
no, I'm, I thought, well, no, I'm anti what Will Smith did. I think that was moronic. Sure. I'm just getting into the mindset where you're his kid and you're not embarrassed by it, but you're sort of like, who? That was awesome. Or is he covering and he's just trying to...
Tough to say. I would say he's covering, right? Like the family's just falling in line. But then Jada was a little bit...
Yeah. I think
she liked
it
too.
Jaden said that like right after. Maybe not understanding the implications of like what was going to happen.
But he hasn't deleted it. That's the other thing.
Oh, he hasn't deleted it.
It is interesting.
He's left it there. This is how they do it. So, you know, that...
I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's tough to say. My quote of the week is from this song called Mother by Extreme. That's like a hair metal band, I guess, from the late 80s. And the top of the chorus goes, "Mother, don't want to go to school today. I think I'd rather go outside and play."
That'd be funny if you're like, "Hey, bro, I wrote a song. Can you read it?"
That's what was cracking me up. They're like adults. And then he's like, "Bro, I wrote a song. It's really personal." He shows it to his other 30-year-old bandmates, and they're like, "This is the one, man. You tapped into something here."
You hear it, and you're like crying. You're like,
oh. And it's amped. It's like, "Mother, I don't want to go to school today. Rather go outside and play." And, you know, it's raw. Chad, what's your phrase of the week for getting after it?
Guys, let's give the world our load.
Kevo?
Oh, wait, can I adjust my... I got Barry McCocker on the line. He says he gives... he said give him the load.
What is it, a phrase?
Just a phrase that would amp someone up to want to get partying.
Okay. Everybody has a fat load inside them. It's time for you to show the world your load in a respectful way, but shoot it all over. Go out there and shoot your load on the world, son.
Oh, love the button.
Yeah. Is that a phrase?
Somewhat. Yeah, okay. I think so.
Thank you. I was just riffing there off the top of my head.
That'd be funny if I was in a circle getting ready to drink. Kevin said that and you're like, okay, dude.
Son, go out there and shoot your load. But not really. Don't actually shoot your load, but spray the world.
Nice.
Fuck yeah, man. My phrase of the week is I went to the pharmacy at like 3 a.m. to pick up my meds. And I was still full of energy and vigor. And the lady... nice older lady comes up, the pharmacist, and I go, "Hey, how's your night going?" She just goes, "Whatever." It was so funny. She killed me. I was like, "That's fair." She just looked at all my energy and was like, "Nah, dog."
Yeah.
It was fun. Well, dude, that was a fun one, man.
Dude, Kevin, it was an honor.
Did Daddy bring it?
Daddy every time. It. Every You're action packed, baby. You really do bring that energy. Thank you, brother.
Good to see ya.
See you guys later.
Well, back soon.
Oh, that's the question.
If you need advice,